things we aren't supposed to say during warm-ups anymore.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're talking to Atheist Talk radio producer Hertzy Hertz. She's on AM 950, and we talk all about how to produce a radio show.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Hey.
And Tim Wick.
I'm exercising ironic non-silence.
That was way funnier if you were here before. And with us today is a guest, returning guest, Hertzy Hertz.
Hello.
Hertzy Hertz, you're here, like last time you were here about, last time you were here to talk about the Sunday Assembly. Sunday Assembly, where atheists get together and sort of have a lovely community that isn't church, but that kind of recreates the community building aspect. And yes. Today, you're here to talk about Atheist Talk Radio.
I am.
Which is also on Sunday morning.
It is. It's early on Sunday mornings. We've actually been guests before, two times now.
Tim and I have been three times.
Oh, Tim and Nick have been guests three times because of the patriarchy.
Yes.
Because of Gen Con.
Which is literally the patriarchy, if you think about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah.
So, we've been a guest on the show before, and Atheist Talk is on every Sunday on AM 950.
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m., just when all the Mondays are in church.
So yes. AM 950 is local to us, right? But it's like podcastable to people who are not Minnesotans.
Oh, yes. In fact, actually, there's an app that you can download AM at 9:50 AM, I believe, and that will stream it live. You can stream it live on their website, it's like 950am.com or something like that. And then you can also listen to the podcast, which is on iTunes, and we should be on Google Play. If not, we will be soon.
Nice.
And that's are we on Google Play?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, my ass is everywhere.
We're basically the same as you then.
Yeah, except that we don't have live broadcasting or a radio station.
And we can say fuck all we want. Fuck.
But I get live calls.
Well, there it is. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. We've never gotten one of those.
I think we got the times.
At least the times I've been on, the two times I was on, there weren't any
Tim's
live calls.
Phone is wrong while we're recording.
No. Yeah.
I think we got an email comment once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. We should start doing live calls during our recordings for Patreon subscribers. like put them on over the air. So Hertzy, how long have you been involved in Atheists Talk? It's Atheists Talk, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think so. And mainly, I've only been on, I've been executive producer, basically, since about November, December.
Okay.
So my time has actually been really short.
Did you take over from Brienne Bilyeu?
I did.
Former, also a friend of the show.
Yeah. Someone we've subjected to terrible Christian board games.
It's true.
And she's also subjected us to some.
That's true.
I'll step away from those. I love board games, but I'm not doing that.
You're on terrible Christian board games, Hertzy.
I love board games. If you're going to add Christianity, I'm going to need a lot of drinks.
You know, well, I got a good news for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, we did that already. But I mean, the problem was they were really shitty board games.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if they were good Christian board games, then I'd probably give them a little more of a pass.
Good Christian board games sounds like a good Christian girl. Like, it's just a good Christian board game.
It's just a good Christian board game.
None of that pagan settler. Catan nonsense.
Yeah.
See, that's a game actually I'm not a big fan of.
Really?
It's
okay. Like, I played it a lot, and then I got it out of my system.
Yeah.
It was like Mono.
I feel like... All right, so...
I've also had that. That was not fun either.
I feel, full disclosure, Catan Studios is now part of Asmodee North America. That said, I feel like Settlers of Catan is like the brickweed of board games in that it's everyone's first intro, and you're like, holy shit, this stuff's blowing my mind. And then you get into like your $60
Agricola or something.
Yeah, you get into something that's a little bit more advanced.
Dominion.
Like, yeah. But like Settlers of Catan is the game that really helps you determine whether or not you like strategy board games. Just like Brickweed helps you determine whether or not you enjoy getting high.
Sort of.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Can you talk about getting high on Atheist Talk? I want to understand.
Not yet.
How many taboos we're breaking.
I was going to say, not yet, but that doesn't mean we can't do a show about the effects of marijuana on society and on the self.
Oh.
See, it's twisting it so that it works.
Do you have the same... Okay, so this is something I've always found fascinating about radio, because I follow Mac Wilson, who's a current DJ. I follow him on Twitter, and...
Not a past DJ.
No,
he's presently a DJ.
Current, yes, yes. On 89.3 The Current. But he talks about... they played a song I really like by LCD Sound System called Drunk Girls. And there's a line that says, drunk girls wait an hour to pee. And they have to bleep that out because pee is a scatological reference. And there's no scatological references allowed on FM radio. Do you guys have, is it that draconian? Like you can't talk about peeing or I don't know, saliva or whatever the hell
else. I was going to say, considering, oh gosh, how many shows, a few weeks ago, we actually had somebody on and we talked about being raised as a woman in the Mormon church. Mm. And we talked about a lot about masturbation.
Oh, good. Okay. So definitely not. Okay.
I don't think so.
What if the word in the song had been urinate?
It's the fact that it is scatological in that it involves voiding of the bladder and or bowels.
You can talk about things in a clinical way.
Not necessarily, on the radio. Not in the songs.
What was that show back in the day with like Dr. Drew?
That was also on AM radio.
That was on FM radio.
I thought the FCC regulations were the same for AM and FM. Hey, Hertz,
maybe Mac Wilson was just fucking.
Nope,
they aren't.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know.
So that leads me to my next question.
I can't help you.
That leads me to my next question. So I'm a board and card game producer. What does a radio show producer like? What are your tasks? How would you describe what you do?
My biggest thing is making sure we have a show. So it's every week on Sunday mornings. And so my big thing is just having people in the chairs or on the phones that we can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I like planning things out. So right now, as of this recording, I think I've got at least till the end of September scheduled. And it's one of those where I always try and have backups as well. So that's kind of the main part of it.
Yeah.
Also, I work with, and I'm going to throw her under the bus, Maddie Love of Trans Atheist Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She's seriously amazing and awesome. She's my right hand on this because she's the one who actually makes sure it gets on the podcast part.
Oh, okay.
She works magic.
The episode that Nick and I were on without Molly had Maddie on it, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about it was Atheist Podcasters. There was one other there as well that I can't recall.
Oh yeah. So she does the magic to actually get that out there, which is also part of my thing because I'm the liaison between the board and the radio station. So my job is if something's not going right, I get to be the bad guy.
So the board is for the AM station, or what is the board?
The board is the Minnesota Atheists. They're one of our biggest sponsors.
Okay.
And full disclosure, I am actually on the board. I'm currently the secretary.
Whoa, conflict of interest.
Oh my God.
I know.
AM radio scandal broken by geeks of God.
Does that mean you can fire yourself?
Ooh.
You could vote to fire yourself, right?
I could.
I don't know why you'd want to, but...
No, well, and I actually took the position as kind of a temporary position, and I just kind of fell in love with it and was like, no, we'll just keep going. I've got this covered.
So it's been, at this point, what, 9-10 months? That's really great. That's I think that keeping something going live like that... I mean, we do a weekly podcast, you know, we've been going weekly, we haven't missed a week in, you know, 5 and a something years, it's, you know, but I think a live show is so different because we can always find a time to record, we can record 2 or 3 at a time,
right.
We can get more built up in the can, we do that a lot, but built up in the can, but when you have to do something live, it's, you know, like, what do you do if someone cancels on you live?
That actually happened very recently. We had somebody who, they had this great show idea, and unfortunately it fell through. And so it's like, okay, it's Saturday night, it's about 8 o'clock.
Oh, God.
And I have to get a show going. Yes. And so this was right after the Charlottesville's riots.
Nazi rally.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And so me and this the person who was going to do the show, we got ourselves together. We messaged some friends and said, okay, we need to do a free speech thing. Mm-hmm. Do you want to join? And we were able to get enough people. We, you know, it was kind of a little off the cuff, but I think we did a great show.
So a lot of networking.
Yes.
We really go into the show.
I think, you know, the important thing is that if you're doing an atheist podcast on Sunday morning, you know that atheists aren't busy.
Right.
They might be hungover.
Sometimes
sleeping.
I'm brunching.
I was going to say sleeping.
Well, sleeping isn't busy.
I
would disagree.
There's a good number of them who will be in corsets and breeches shouting huzzah for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
For example.
Oh, yeah. My Sunday mornings when I don't have to do the show in the morning are so much more like, okay, I get to sleep in.
Yeah.
This is nice.
One of the things we love about doing the show is that it's just this. So, okay, unlike with this where we're talking for 30 minutes straight, you know, with Atheist Talk, there's commercial breaks. And so it's really fun to watch that timer run down and be like, ah, crap, we got to wrap it up and move on.
It's so hard when you have somebody on the phone, though, because you can't signal that it's going down. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, I got to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Sure. Or if they're remote, like if you have someone speaking mm-hmm. or what have you.
Yeah.
So who do you have coming up that's going to be exciting? Or do you have, I mean, you said you have everything planned through the month of September. Is there anyone coming up that you're excited about?
Oh, let's see. Actually, I'm really excited about the next show. I need to get the email out. We're going to do When Science Fiction Becomes Reality. Mm. And it's going to be just kind of a geeky show. We're going to just talk about the different technology that's come from, not necessarily from science fiction, but that people thought, oh, this is going to be way in the future. And it's already here.
Sure.
Like mm-hmm. you mentioned Skype, Nick, earlier. I remember watching Star Trek Next Generation and seeing the people talk like that. And I was like, that's so cool.
Or fuck the Jetsons. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the Jetsons and being like, oh, it's so funny. Because they can't just talk on the phone. They have to have the pretend face. She puts up the face mask that looks like her face so that she can be seen on the video chat. And yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah.
Flip phones and Star Trek communicators and stuff like that.
So that's one. Oh, gosh. I don't have my schedule in front of me.
No, that's
so.
Totally fine. I don't know. Is there anything you want to? What would you wish listeners could know about Atheist Talk if they don't know anything about it?
Well, I can tell you a bit of the history.
Sure.
Because I actually talked to the guy who actually started it up. It was August Berkshire. Mm-hmm. And he was talking with Dan Barker at the FFRF conference oh so many years ago. This
Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Yes, yeah. At their conference. And they were actually doing these radio shows all over the place. And he went to Dan and said, well, why don't you guys come to the Twin Cities? And Dan countered with, well, why don't you start a radio show? Yeah, and then that started us down on...
So it just started as a double dare.
Yeah, kind of.
That's how most atheist things start. For those of you new atheists out there, I don't know if you don't have the secret handshake yet and things like that. One of the things is most atheist stuff starts with a double dare.
You know,
that's
like,
where this podcast came from.
I dare you not to believe in God. Oh, yeah, well, I dare you not to believe in God and do a radio show about it.
Boom, it happened.
Oh, yes. The first show was on January 13th in 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are coming up on your 10-year anniversary.
Oh, dear God, we are.
Dear executive
dear
producer,
something.
You have
oh,
a 10-year
something.
Anniversary in January.
Well, we will be
Aren't
doing
glad
something.
You did this podcast?
Yes.
We told you about it?
Yes.
Leave it to Molly Glover to remind you of looming deadlines. That's my job.
The good news is I have a few months.
Yeah,
so
yeah, totally.
That's nice. But actually, our first guest was Richard Dawkins.
Oh, what? Wow.
I don't think I can top that.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, apparently there was a... There was a member apparently who had some kind of personal connection with him, and so they were actually able to get him on. And I'm just like, oh, that's awesome. PZ Myers, actually, I was looking through some of the archives. He was on there fairly often.
We've had him on once or twice.
Yeah, once.
I saw him. I think I saw him at the live show you guys did in Convergence.
Yes. Yep.
Couple, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Do you? So who are your sponsors? You mentioned the Minnesota Atheists.
That's our biggest sponsor. Mm-hmm. Our other sponsors are Cucumbers.
Oh, yeah.
The restaurant in Edina, where we also have a monthly kind of brunch.
They have killer salad bars.
Cucumbers
oh, yeah, they do.
Long.
It's like 90% salad bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse Fogo de Chão.
Yeah.
That actually, yeah. So yeah, they've great salad bar, great food there. And then actually, just our donors. We have we have a lot of monthly donors who help keep the show going. I'm actually going to be trying to get I have a Patreon up. I just need to get to figure out how to put stuff on there. And my goal, I haven't told the rest of the volunteers this yet, so secret information. Oh, yes.
Listen to this episode.
Well, yeah. Well, I may have a meeting by that point. I have monthly meetings.
Oh.
I know. We do all sorts of secret stuff over at Ginkgo's.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's nearby house.
Yeah, I know. the big goal that I have is for us to be 100% donor funded.
Oh, cool.
And so that we can, because, I mean, the radio show does cost us a certain amount. I mean, podcasting is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Technically, it's free.
Yeah.
Don't get us wrong.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like, I have a Libsyn account and that cost me like a few bucks a month and that's it. And I'm like, okay, now all I need is a mic and I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, we pay for hosting.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
That's it. So yeah, so with the radio show, you're paying for the professional who's actually there doing all the stuff with the switches and
such. That was my next question. So you actually pay the tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to gender your tech person.
Engineer.
But it's always been a guy.
There's a girl now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
and she is awesome. I love her.
Engineer. Audio engineer?
Audio engineer.
Okay, cool. Is that so that's a paid position and a volunteer position at the radio station.
Yep, that's a paid.
Interesting.
That is their engineer.
Okay.
But your hosts are all volunteers, correct?
Oh, yes. Everybody, any voice you hear during the show is a volunteer or somebody I have wrangled or somebody else has wrangled into the studio or on the phone.
Or somebody who's in the commercials, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Can you control those?
Well, actually, most of the commercials, because I kind of keep an ear for during the show, most of the commercials are ours, and we really need to update those.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
How much, out of curiosity, what if a podcast wanted to do a commercial for you guys and have it play during Atheist Talk? Is that something that we would pay you guys to do? And that's an exciting thought, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure if you guys would pay us or would pay the radio station directly.
Because we're flush with Patreon cash.
We got the big Patreon dollars.
We have microphones to buy.
That.
we got ghost hunt.
We will eventually be flush with Patreon cash.
I believe.
That sweet what's, cheese button maker money.
So, Herzy, since you've taken over, what's your favorite, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but what's one of your favorite moments that happened, whether it was off the cuff or planned or however you want to define that, something that when it happened, you just thought, God, this is exactly why I do this. Like, this is the moment where I'm like, yes, this is great.
Okay, so I'm going to start with one that I don't know if this is the moment, but it definitely was a great moment, and it's a little bittersweet because actually the guest passed away in April.
Oh.
He was a friend of mine. He was a coworker, and we talked about toxic masculinity.
Nice.
And he walked into the studio with this beautiful blue lipstick on. And I was just like,
was it Jason Rittenour?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, he was one of our. We know him from Fest. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was on your show. That's amazing.
Yes. March 5th.
We got to find that episode.
Yeah. March 5th of 2017. He and Gail were both on. Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
I worked with him before he went off to the Peace Corps and then when he came back to MyTech.
When you said blue lipstick, I was like, well, there's only one atheist I know in the Twin Cities who wore blue lipstick.
So that
beautiful.
Well, yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. We'll link to that episode in the show notes.
Oh,
that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
Oh, great. Now I got to make a note.
So what else?
Oh, what else? Oh, gosh. Almost any time during the commercial breaks when, we take off the headphones and we're just like, oh, man. And usually the guests are so nervous and they're just like, am I doing okay? And it's like, you're doing great.
Yeah.
We have amazing guests. We've had people who've talked about, all sorts of stuff. And I can't think of it all off the top of my head. But, it's always fun to hear them just being like, okay, I'm doing great. You're doing great. And just hearing them, that excited tremor.
Yeah. Just you know, because they're on the radio for maybe the first time.
Exactly.
And this is something that you give to people. This is like a gift you get to give to people.
Oh, yeah. That's it's really great.
Cool. I know the first time I got to do it, I was super excited. I've been obsessed with live radio since I was a kid.
You want to volunteer?
Huh?
You want to volunteer?
Might, honest to God, I might. I used to call into Cool 108 when I was like 12. And I had a, this is going to sound weird. I had a bit that I did for Charlie and Mark in the morning. That I would call in and do a Valley Girl voice, and they just started doing a call-in bit with me that was called Tina the Typical Teenager in like 1990 because I was 12. And so I would just like, oh my God, like talk like my like Valley Girl voice about like my mom and like the mall. And it was just this, my brother and I used to stay up late like 9 o'clock, you know, and like call in requests. And when they'd play them, we'd get so excited and just,
oh,
I think it's super fascinating.
Oh, admittedly, I didn't get into, you know, radio until the position opened and went, sure. I did a show at least once or twice before. So I at least kind of knew what I was going into. The first show that I was on was about Dungeons and Dragons and the Satanic Panic.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can talk for hours about.
That's fantastic. Have you read the book Dark Places?
No, not yet.
You should read that.
Oh, yeah.
I will send you a message because that's a great book about Satanic Panic in the 80s and all that.
Oh, yeah.
We helped. There's a Kickstarter.
Is it the one?
The Dark Dungeons. The
Dark Oh, Rat. Yes.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yes.
Oh. Yep. So great.
We did an episode. We watched it with Ron and Tony.
Yeah.
And was Byron there? No, it was just Ron and Tony and the three of us. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another podcast. I know I'm going to talk about another podcast here called God Awful Movies. And they actually won't do it because they think it's a satire movie. And
it is a satire.
It is? Because it's like, I've heard that
they play it straight, but it is intended.
It's definitely a satire.
It's definitely a satire, but they do it straight, like the Chick Tract, but it's clearly intended to be like, oh my God, how ridiculous is this?
Oh, yeah.
It's serious. It's done seriously. It's mm-hmm. done without any...
winking or...
There's no satire in the execution, but in the planning and, like, you can't watch it and not think it's a lark.
Chick Tracks kind of satires itself in that respect.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been working on Fallout the board game and they just announced it and everything. But like one of the things that my friend and I shared back and forth was there's that Chick Track that it's one of the panels is the people did not love Jesus for he spoke the truth. And it's like Jesus saying something and there's a crowd of people being like, liar, or like, you know, infidel. And what Jesus is saying is New Vegas is the best Fallout, and they're like, liar, infidel. Like, it never fails to make me laugh.
Of course it's not true. Fallout 2 is the best Fallout.
Oh boy, now we got a whole thing.
I've only played a little bit of Fallout 3 and a little bit of Fallout 4.
That's where I'm at. So yeah,
turn-based isometric or get the fuck out.
All right.
Also, I like this.
On that divisive topic, I think we should turn to five questions. What do you guys think?
All right.
Yeah, five questions.
Five new questions.
Five new questions. Yeah, Hertzie, you answered our five questions 2 years ago when you were on, but we definitely have new ones now.
That might even be two five questions ago. Who the hell knows?
I don't even know. Nick, question one.
What conspiracy theory do you find most interesting or compelling?
The dice are actually trying to kill me.
Ooh.
I am I'm a Dungeons and Dragons nerd.
Yeah.
I DM and I play in a friend's game. And I think I got about 3 or 4 nat ones in a row. I was trying to throw a halfling across a 15-foot hole. That didn't work very well. Then I tried to jump over the hole. Then I fell into the hole, had to climb out, fell down, and somehow knocked myself out.
The one time we had a thing where like all I was trying to do was climb up a rope.
And just
a rope.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a knotted and nice.
Like
and 7 times I failed it to the point where I was like, leave me down here. I'll just die. Like, let me be, go on without me.
I think between the second and third attempt, someone like put knots in the rope as like a mercy effort to lower the DC.
And you still failed. Yeah. And Nick's the DM and he's like, you don't climb the rope. I'm like, no.
I think it was your first time playing Dungeons & Dragons, too.
It was. Yeah. It was.
That is a rough beginning.
That was rough, yeah. All right, question two, Tim.
Question number two. What is your perfect 2-week vacation?
Okay, this is going to be several days, but first I want to spend...
Well, that's fine. You get 2 weeks. You get,
awesome.
You get 14 of them.
Oh, okay. So at least a couple of days in New Orleans in the French Quarter. Mm. I went once before. It was fantastic.
During Mardi Gras or not during Mardi Gras?
Days leading up to Halloween.
Nice.
Good yes.
Call. Good
yeah.
call.
Yeah. Not Mardi Gras.
No. Too many bras.
Yeah. And then...
And a lack of bras.
there was some interesting stuff going on even at the going up to Halloween. We saw this Iron Man guy in one of those body suits, and it was like, please put on some underwear. Please.
Dance belt, son. Dance belt.
Yes. But yeah, I'd say then after a couple of days there, a European tour of the catacombs and all of the churches that are made out of bones and all that stuff. And then finishing with probably about 2 or 3 days at an all-inclusive resort where I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Do they have resorts where you don't have to talk to anybody? Because I want to go to there.
I mean, I'll find one.
Resort. If you like check in and say, I don't want anybody to talk to me while I'm here, you're paying them enough money for them to go, all right.
You can do that at any
difficulty.
I'm ready to
go to dinner.
You don't need a resort to that. You can just walk around and not talk to people.
I do that all the time, but people talk to me. So.
I mean, it's difficult when you go to dinner and they walk up and they want to know if you want something to drink, and they're just going to kind of like, not say anything.
All they have to do is walk up, and I will immediately demand wine. Like, there's not even, they don't even have to say anything.
Do you see this glass? It should never be empty.
Just tap the glass.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, question 3. Whoa, what is a book that changed your life? Or movie.
Or movie.
I was going to say, because I thought you said movie.
It is book or movie. I'm sorry, it's movie or book. I got them in the wrong order. Movie is the preferred Tim wants movie.
Yeah.
But if you can't think of a movie, we will accept a book.
I actually do have a movie, and it's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Picture Show, nice.
Yes, watched it when I was in high school. Went, what the hell was that? Watched it about 3 or 4 more times that weekend, and then eventually was on cast for a while.
Oh, who did you play?
I played the criminologist primarily, but I also played Magenta, and I've dabbled in Columbia.
Nice.
I think...
See, when I was going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it was just a movie. We just sat
back
there.
In my day.
Was it a black and white movie? Was it a silent movie?
It was the original Rocky Horror. It was,
they all walk close.
It was just a rock with some feathers around it.
It wasn't even a movie.
It was the Rocky Horror Show. It wasn't even a movie.
I think you were the crim in the shadow cast when the first time Vilification Tennis opened for Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Uptown.
I think so,
correct.
Because I think you were dressed as Krim, and I was so excited, because
I was a Magenta, and Matt was a Magenta, and Susie was dressed as a Droog, I think?
Yeah.
Or something, Yeah, we did I remember that.
I have cravats, and so I was like, oh, I know, this is easy. I got all this.
There's not a lot of Krim love out in the fandom,
it's
which
so
is sad.
He's relaxed when he says that. I have cravats. It's just that thing. It's
we got cravats.
Like people do.
I have a really good Kingpin cosplay. I have, like, a really good cosplay from a character from this comic, Chew, that no one reads.
I've at least read the first book.
It's super good.
Right, it is good.
His cosplay is super good,
Mason
too.
Awesome.
Sadly.
Yeah.
You should send me a picture.
Will do.
It's out there.
Excellent.
Question 4?
Yeah, question 4 is, what's the geekiest thing you've ever done or said?
All right, so oh boy, because I've done a lot of stuff that you guys have done, cosplay, D&D, board gaming. Oh gosh, the geekiest.
It's not a competition.
It's not about geekier than what we've done. What's the geekiest thing you've ever done? Recently, Ryan Gerber said the geekiest thing he'd ever done was write into our podcast, which was pretty amazing.
So you can't take that one.
Well, I was going to say, putting together a show about science fiction when science fiction becomes reality.
I think that seems completely geeky.
Accept that answer as valid.
Yeah. Excellent.
Also, creating a conspiracy theory about dice is pretty geeky.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy. That's just a superstition most D&D players have. Eventually, the dice will try and kill you.
That's fair.
All right, last question. What is your favorite hangover cure?
Pizza Hut, stuffed crust pizza, cheese lovers, swimming in cheese, and then something like soda to drink, probably Mountain Dew.
That sounds pretty good. Caffeine, fat, carbs. I don't see how that can go wrong. Protein and the cheese as well.
Yep, I might put bacon on it. That's about it.
I think bacon's
interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm a big fan of like grease bomb food for a hangover cure. Like, that does it. Like, yeah. It's super satisfying.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
I like it.
I think the only way to make it better would be a fried egg on top.
Ooh, a fried egg on the pizza.
Everything better.
Oh, my God.
It levels up the pizza.
Would it be like six fried eggs or like somehow like an ostrich egg, like a fried ostrich egg?
Gross.
Something. Why is that gross?
It's the same. It's just an egg.
Well, I was going to say the taste. Does the taste different?
I want to try an ostrich egg real bad now.
Yeah.
It would be easier to get an emu egg.
That is true.
Just go to the Renaissance Festival.
I've been watching a lot of cooking shows, and when they get the weird eggs, it's always an ostrich egg. Nobody ever gets an emu egg. It's always an ostrich
egg. It's always an emu egg.
Or the quail egg. Or the duck egg.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Quail eggs. Quail eggs.
All right. That was a good listing of eggs, guys. Hertzy, thank you so much for being on the show. People want to catch Atheist Talk, and once again, they can catch it on AM 950 or at the various podcasting. Just, I would say, Google Atheist Talk and AM 950, and you're probably going to find where to find it on podcasts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then, is there anything else you want to plug? Like, anywhere else other than Sunday Assembly?
Actually, I've left Sunday Assembly.
Left Sunday Assembly.
Yes. And I traded for Minnesota Atheist.
Fair enough. You got only one Sunday activity.
Well, I was going to say, Minnesota Atheist fills up a lot more than Sundays.
Yeah,
We have our Geeks Without, or Godless Gamers. I almost said Geeks Without God. We have our
That's
Godless.
Us.
Yeah, I know.
We hear they're great.
But the Godless Gamers meets up actually at Fantasy Flight on Thursday nights. And then we were on Sunday mornings, and then a bunch of us started playing D&D instead. But every so often there's that. But if you go to the meetup page and look up Minnesota Atheists, you can find all of our events.
Just Minnesota Atheists on Facebook.
Yeah. And meetup.
And meetup.
When's the meetup at Cucumbers usually?
Usually it's the first Sunday of the month.
Cool.
Awesome.
And that's in Edina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you so much for being on the show again. It was great to have you back. You know, if you want to talk to us, please leave us a comment or talk to us on Facebook. You can always send us a message. Please, by all means, rate us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, the usual jazz. We really like having you guys. We like having guests on. If you want to be a guest on the show and you're local, just, I don't know, like if you've got a good idea, let us know. We're always open to hearing people's ideas. But other than that, I guess we'll go talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Fish eggs are called caviar.
A one? The dice are trying to kill me.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more geeks without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
It's like, you know, mahi-mahi is called dolphin fish, but it's not really dolphin.